Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to catch you up on all the news you should know about. We're all about the primary election today. Keep listening for results of several contested races around the region. It's Wednesday, May 20th. Let's get you up to date. All right, let's jump right into the results of Tuesday's primary. State Senator Lisa Baker won the Republican primary for the 20th senatorial district against opponent Tyler Myers. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane and Haley O'Brien were at both candidates' election night celebrations.
Baker won by 9 points. She addressed supporters just after 10 at her election night celebration at the Greens at Irem in Dallas.
I want to thank the voters of Northeastern Pennsylvania for recognizing we are not for sale, we cannot be bought.
Myers' campaign received large contributions from a skill games manufacturer. At Morgan Hills Golf Course in Hunlock Creek, Myers said he was proud of his campaign. He says he'll be a thorn in the side of the Republican establishment.
And I'm going to force them, just like I forced Baker, to go further to the right and stand on the values that they proclaim, but don't actually act out.
Baker says she's grateful to her voters, and here's her message to them as the general election gets underway.
Today I say thank you, and today I say I will continue to work every day to earn your vote and your trust in November.
Baker will face Democrat Jackie Baker from Montrose in November's general election. I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA News.
Thanks, Lydia. And next up, incumbent State Senator Marty Flynn beat his challenger Jeffrey Lake for the Democratic nomination in the 22nd Senate District. The race was dominated by concerns over data center development. Flynn will face Republican Sharon Soltis Barano in November. WVIA's Kat Bolas has more.
Flynn celebrated his win alongside supporters at Benny's of downtown in Scranton.
People still have faith in me, then think I'm doing a good job. That's what I work for every day.
Flynn served more than 8 years in the state house before moving to the Senate in 2021. Lake watched unofficial returns with a small group of supporters at Colarusso's Cafe in Clark Summit. He said someone had to step up to Flynn, who he called the bully on the block.
Regardless of the outcome of this election, he's been put on notice that people aren't afraid to come at him.
There are more than 24 data centers proposed between Lackawanna and Luzerne counties, including many in the 22nd district. Much of Lake's campaign focused on keeping them out of people's backyards.
It's the hottest issue right now, and he has failed the community on that topic.
Flynn agrees they should not be in backyards. He says the state needs to come up with a plan.
And everybody has to realize that they're going to be somewhere. We just have to make sure that they're in the responsible right place.
The 22nd district covers Lackawanna and Luzerne counties, including Scranton and Wilkes-Barre. In Clark Summit, I'm Kat Bolas, WVIA News.
Thanks, Kat. And thanks to WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall, who reported from Flynn's election night party. Stay with us. There's more primary election results after this break.
You know WVIA as your arts, news, and information station. It's time to add local sports to the list. Get ready for Sports Voices, a new feature where we partner with Fox 56 TV sports director Bob Ide to discuss the latest local sports news from around Northeast and Central Pennsylvania. We'll look ahead to the week's key games in high school sports, collegiate athletics, and more. Tune in to WVIA-FM at 7:51 and 9:51 a.m. every Friday morning.
Welcome back. Now we have some state house results from Tuesday. State Representative Jamie Walsh won the Republican nomination for the 117th District in Luzerne County. WVIA's Haley O'Brien has more.
During his victory speech at Morgan Hills Golf Course in Hunlock Creek, Walsh said he is starting a movement in Luzerne County.
We have been, for the last 50 years, ruled by a ruling class of selected, not elected people in Luzerne County. Has your lives gotten any better in the last 10, 20 years?
Hell no.
Because they select the next person. Well, you all elected the first person in Luzerne County in decades.
Walsh is running for a second term to represent the 117th State House District. He will face Democrat Jeremy Benscoter in November. I'm Haley O'Brien, WVIA News.
Thanks, Haley. And in another contested race, Wilkes-Barre City Council President Jessica McClay won the Democratic nomination for the state 121st House District seat. She'll represent her party in the race to replace retiring Democratic State Representative Eddie Day Pashinsky. And finally, on the national level, one of the state's most notable congressional races is shaping up in the Lehigh Valley. James Ziprot reports for WVIA.
Bob Brooks won the Democratic nomination for the PA-7 U.S. House seat in Tuesday's primary election. He's earned the chance to face Republican incumbent Ryan McKenzie in November. Brooks, who served as a firefighter for 20 years, president of the Pennsylvania Professional Firefighters Association, and a small business owner, beat out three other Democratic candidates with a campaign centered around working-class residents. He received 42% of the vote. During his campaign, Brooks received notable endorsements from Governor Josh Shapiro, U.S. Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, several state legislators, and a long list of labor unions. He also received an endorsement from the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, an unusual endorsement for a candidate to receive before the primary election. The PA-7 seat is seen as one of the most vulnerable and important come November. Incumbent Ryan McKenzie won the seat by just 1% in 2024. It's one of the seats Democrats look to use to flip control of the U.S. House, which currently has a narrow 217-212 Republican majority. In Bethlehem, I'm James Ziprot.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date on the primary election. Find full coverage at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for listening today. We're here every weekday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.